Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. I'm so glad to be here. I'm your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. We're in the classroom. You know, we go into the classroom to learn, to build, to grow, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. I wanted to have a show dedicated to devotion. If you can believe it, because it's hard for me to believe sometimes, it is devotion time again. It feels like we just got out of this. It's devotion time again. I love it because that means I have another opportunity to work on myself, to challenge myself, to build with myself, and to get closer in my relationship with God, to get a better understanding of, you know, my body. Really now, I need to understand, we got a lot going on. So I really am proud to be here, glad to be here, and wanted to share with everyone, you know, kind of like the prep of this, okay? So first of all, devotions is an understanding of a fast period, okay? So we're going to be fasting. Some of us are, and there are a number of different devotions going on, okay? No one's devotion is going to look the same. But even before we get to that, I'm so excited. I jumped right past the last couple of shows. Can you believe that? So I want to share, yesterday, we had the energy report. The energy report was awesome. Sister Unique broke that thing down for us to a point that I was like, okay, I get it. Now, for me to get it, that means she really took her time. She really took her time and broke it down, helped us to understand the energy that's going on right now. And then also, you know, I love it. Give me some tips on how to work with this, because it's not always easy. We're not always going to be receiving the information the same either. And so, you know, that's something that I always want to focus on. Everyone receives their information differently. So let's spend the time learning how and what that information means to you, okay, and how you are going to handle it or not handle it. But, you know, I wanted to spend this time getting everybody situated. I also really need to share with everybody that during this time, your body is going to be going through a detox. It's so important that you understand that. I'm going to bring Sister Nicole on, and we're going to share what this detox means, because it can mean a lot of different things for your body. For me, I promise you, it's that opportunity to share, to bring it in, to get your body back regulated, and then, you know, we can move forward from there. But let's spend some time talking about the detox part of it so we know what to expect, okay? All right, so let me see if I can grab Sister Nicole, who is in the queue. Let's see. There she goes. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
It's morning somewhere.
It is morning all the time.
On Wednesdays, I prefer the evening after the fast. I made some shrimp fried rice from scratch, like from scratch. And
nice.
I was so surprised. Yeah. So I'm trying to do all this because I'm planning for devotions. Eat what I need to eat, enjoy myself a little bit, not too much. Last night it was just vegetables. Tonight I added a little rice. That was great. But trying to start winding and preparing myself for devotions. And I would love to hear a little bit about the body's reaction, because there's different phases to devotion. And I promise you, family, it's not about the biscuit. It's not about the food. But we got to talk and prepare ourselves for the food and how our body responds to it. Nicole, you and I have talked about and have done a number of detoxes together. Tell us about that body going through that initial detox.
So what I'm very happy about is to hear that you said that you have started to prep your body before
Absolutely.
You go into it. And that's a body, mind, and spirit whole system thing happening, which is really important, which I learned a number of years ago going into a very hardcore detox. And what we don't understand is that we can shock our system and it's not going to be good. So while we're still having our fun foods, as I like to call them, just like how you're doing, you're still having a little fun, but you're getting your body prepared to do something different. So you're sending the signal to say, hey, body, we're about to embark on a new journey again, and we are going to replace some of those other things with newer things that are going to fuel our body throughout the 30 days that we're about to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that is one thing that I've learned how to do most recently, and I think I'm probably going to do something on it, was do a product test on your body to ask your body, to ask your body, what should I be putting in there and what I shouldn't be putting in there, or what kind of substitutes? Because we're going to be sacrificing one, two, three, or four things, right, depending on what you're deciding to do in this devotion period. But actually checking in with your own body to see what your body is asking for versus what it's not. So I'm learning that's a little bit easier transition into going into a detox. And I actually, because I want to do something really profound with it, I actually did product testing on myself today. So it was very interesting.
Awesome. Last year I did raw. I mean, raw.
I know.
No,
hardcore.
And it was a shocker, you know. And even now I can feel my body hesitate, like, well, wait a minute. And I'm like, okay, slow down. It was a shock. And I don't want to shock my body. I want to be gentle and kind with myself. And there were so many results. My body loved the live food. And so I want to incorporate that. But I'm also going to have, I decided I'm going to do fruits and vegetables because I'm going to cook food. I'm going to cook the vegetables. Last year I had no salt for 30 days, no sugar. And my body was like, we like it. It's just a lot. So this year I'm going to add, it's a lot. Here I'm going to add beans into that dynamic. And so I'm going to do the fruits and vegetables and beans.
I like that. I like that a lot better, especially for you because you're so on the go. And this is why I said the word that I did today in the text was we need sustainable – options.
Sustainable. Bump sustainable. We're going to do this.
I felt the energy. I was like, oh, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to help her understand. And you gave the definition of what I just said.
Okay. Sustainable. Who's going to sustain this? But, you know, we got to be realistic. We have to be, you know, kind. I mean, just kind to our bodies. And so as we're going through this, it does have to be sustainable even throughout the day. You know, I'm like, it's only 30 days. And I'm like,
that's what I was talking about.
Get one day in, okay? You doing all this 30-day planning. What about one day? What about one day? Is this, if you work a 10-hour shift on your feet, we're going to have to talk about what type of fast is going to be good for you, you know?
Right.
So I'm going to go over the rules of the fast, and then from there, you kind of have to find your way.
Yes.
I also am doing water and coffee only.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
Of course, that's great, but my body just said, excuse me, where's my pineapple juice? You know, did all of the pineapples just leave the planet? Where's the pineapple juice? And so letting go of my pineapple juice. Now, the sweet tea is already a once-a-week occurrence, but, yeah, not for these four weeks.
I'm so
proud of you. Oh, let me tell you. I'm really making plans for grandchildren. I really am. I have a great example of my mother who – it looks fabulous, chases kids, gardens, and I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, I got to do all that in 20 years. Lord have mercy. So I'm trying to get in fit now so I can be ready for grandkids, because grandkids ain't no joke. But, you know, I also want to set a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, setting a good example doesn't mean having the perfect body.
No,
I hope it doesn't mean that, because
it doesn't mean that, and that's a really great, that's another great one, because a lot of us struggle with body image, you know what I mean, or I'm supposed
Absolutely.
To lose X, or I'm gonna, and it's like, no. And that's where I go back
Absolutely.
To a lot of my learning, a lot of my new teaching of the energetic self and listening to what our body is actually calling for, because
Absolutely.
We can get on these crazy, you know, I won't say crazy, let me retract that. We can get on these promoted diets or
Ooh.
Quote unquote lifestyle Ooh. Changes. However,
you said promote. Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. No. I'm having a real struggle right now, because I watch the news every day and they're talking about stuff, and I'm
mm-hmm.
like, you're not telling the whole story. And me,
mm-hmm.
I like to get to the root of things. And so
yeah.
the reason why I say promoted is because
oh, yeah.
there is an agenda behind it.
There's
it's
an
not
agenda.
Necessarily the right agenda for you. And what I'm promoting
okay.
is when even, you know, during the fast, even after the fast, just the sustainable after are digestible foods, because not everything
Absolutely.
In our body we put is digestible, and finding out what's the model that works for you. That's the model
yes.
you follow.
Yes.
You can,
you know,
make it all you want.
I feel so good. I'm all this weekend, and I was doing a little traveling this weekend, but I kept my water. Even though that sweet tea looked so good, I was like, no, water. the point where I have like two or three big of the containers from Walmart, the big 40
yes.
bottles of water, I have two of those in my little car. And because I'm like, there's no way in the world I'm going to run out of water. I'm going to make sure that I have it right there. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
have the water. I'm making sure that there's no excuse. Water with me at all times, so that
yeah.
I don't have any excuse to say, hey, what's this, what's that, what's that. I'm
right.
making sure that I'm being careful and cautious with, and especially when you're out, it's harder to watch, because at most tables, hey, here's some free bread, here's some free this,
right.
here's some free that, and you have to be like, where's your
mm-hmm.
limit at? And so
yeah.
I have been actively working on creating the limits and actively making sure that I'm getting all the water that I need. And so that when I do these fasts, I say, okay, even that little cup of apple juice that you had, that little cup during this devotions, we're not doing any of that. And
mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
And it's not to punish myself. And I want to talk about that attitude real quick. We're
not
trying to punish ourselves. We're not, if it feels like punishment, I'm going to need you to change the way that you are kind of addressing it, your own self, okay? Because
exactly.
it should not feel like punishment, not at all.
Yeah, you got to have fun with
remember.
It. You got to have fun with it.
Well, you know, I love, okay, it's so funny. I was speaking with Prentice the other night, and me and Prentice are the ones. We are the fast queens. We getting in there, and she's like, I'm letting go of carbs forever. Yay. And then we're like, and I remember
nope.
Sister Unique, we were doing no sugar for 2 weeks. Lord have mercy. And Brenda's like, I got it. And I'm like, okay, good. Thank God somebody got it because this is, like, ridiculous. And so, you know, when we were speaking, it was like, he said, I'm kind of nervous about this devotion. And I had to laugh because so am I. I'm sitting there like, fruits, vegetables, and beans? Yeah, right. Where's the rice? Where's the, you know, where's my pineapple juice? And so, you know, as I mentally, because I need you to understand, a big part of devotions is mental. A big part. To me, I'm going to
say 80%, 90%.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's not about the biscuit. You soon to learn.
It's
and I think this will be my fourth devotion, and it is not about the biscuit because I love biscuits.
But you said
the rice. So if you're not, if you're eliminating the rice, and so this is where we get into where we can play around and say, what can I replace that with? You can replace it with cauliflower rice, and you get that in the frozen food section. All you got to do is just heat it up and put your spices in it, and then you can add your beans to that. You can use quinoa. You can do anything, you know, those type of still high in protein, digestible in your belly, and it's still going to sustain you and keep that energy, you know, for your energy throughout, especially if you're busy, if you're out, you know, the luxury that I work from home, but you're out there in those streets.
Yeah,
and other people are out there in those streets. So
we can find
replacements. And fun replacements.
Yeah.
And really, like you said, it's all mental. We don't need it. We like it. But if you did a product test on that apple juice, what would your body tell you?
Right. Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So,
it's to tell you, I'm sneaking in sugar. I'm going to call it apple juice. Apple juice. But
well,
I'm just finding
it on apple juice
to sneak that sugar into your body. Because you're not drinking simply apples. You're not drinking the Simply juice. You're not pureeing this apple juice. No, you going to get the apple juice that needs to be diluted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the kind of apple.
Yeah.
So stop playing games with yourself, you know. And then another thing I'm going to share, and this is me sharing, and I share because I care, but I was arguing this weekend about the fanny pack. I'm not carrying a lunch bag around. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm arguing, okay, because I'm a horrible patient. But during devotions, I know I have to. If I'm doing fruit, the way that I survived last year is that within arm's reach, I had a fresh tomato and cucumber at all times.
Yeah.
It was like, and I opened those things up like potato chips. I was like, whatever. I'm
going
to open some up to eat this tomato. I'm going
to
eat this. And then it was delicious. It was juicy. It was wonderful. And so, but I had to literally carry it around with me and make sure that at all times I had access to these fruits and vegetables. And so, you know, and then the beans, I believe, are going to help, you know, give you a nice warm feeling in your tummy. And you're going to say, okay, I feel good. And that makes me feel a little warm. You know, it makes me feel full and stuff like
that. It's more full. It's a soluble fiber. Exactly. And a protein, all of the same thing. So it's doing all of those fun things. And you're not going to be dying at noon talking about, oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Some things we're going to have to do, we're going to have to change. And this is for everyone can't do a full fast from sun up to sundown. Some people want that because when that sun goes down, they want to be able to eat whatever. Trust me, the sacrifices
that
you've made are between you and God. You know, I'm not going to be checking on you and stuff like that. This is a very personal challenge, but I'm going to encourage you to challenge yourself. Let's get challenging.
Right.
And so if you're
I did.
God bless you. Some people, they want that biscuit after hours. They're like, look, I've been waiting all day dreaming about this. I saw this video about Fred. That thing was hilarious. And so I'm like, if you need cornbread, like this man said he needed cornbread, you can do your sun up to sundown fast, and then you'll be fine.
You can have it. Yeah, I did it for 2 years. And
but then you
realize, okay, yeah. Now that you've got it down packed, then that's when you're supposed to change it up.
And I had to do that, is to change it up. So then I went to the fruits and veggies throughout the day. And then now, even on Wednesdays, my Wednesday fast is different. My Wednesday fast, I just eat clean.
Okay.
So it's you know, I'll still have my coffee, okay, you know, or I'll have my herbal tea. One of the things I think I'm going to do is, you know, more herbal teas. But I'm eating clean. Like today I was just eating a handful of spinach and arugula, you know. I know. I'm a weirdo like that.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I made a chicken soup yesterday with no carbs, and it was amazing. And I just threw stuff in there, celeries and onions and peppers and basil and a bay leaf. And I was like, this is all. And then Marquise is like, he's going to put noodles in there? No, we're not putting noodles in there.
I don't have to.
Noodles
doesn't make it chicken soup. Okay.
No. Well, that's the whole thing. We all know chicken noodle soup, you know. And so it was like, no. This is chicken soup.
Yes.
And it was so beautiful. I was just like, who did that? I did that? So now that's something that I'm going to No. It was like, you got this out of the restaurant type. Yeah. And he was like, this is really good.
That was my food tonight. I was like, oh, I'm about to get this. And it looked good. I was excited about it. So, as we're getting ready for devotion, family, listen, you must be prepared for the day, okay? Don't let this day sneak up on you. I would go to Publix or, you know, I love my Kroger, but I'd go to either one on Monday morning, and I'd get everything I need. And I got 1,001 little Tupperwares and little Ziploc baggies and my carrot sticks I stick over here. This I go here, and I do this prep work, and it takes time. And on one hand, I'm like, I don't have time for this, blah, 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 blah. But for devotion, we're taking the time.
Yeah.
So all those things I want to argue about, oh, I can't, I don't have time. Oh, I don't want to carry around this little lunchbox. Oh, I don't, no. We're trying to get serious in this. We're trying to make it happen. And so do what you need to do to get your prep together. You know, I study. So all my lovely recipes that everyone enjoys for retreats, thank you. But I studied that, okay? I experimented with it. I looked and tweaked a couple of recipes to say, okay, this works like this. Let's try that. And so there's a method to the madness. Don't let March 22nd sneak up on you.
Yeah, and you had fun with
it.
That's the joy of it. You had fun and you danced with it. And that's what I think,
did.
You know, can take out the stigma of, oh, my God, and the grueling. That ease into it and do the prep work on, you know, and this is, like you said, this is like a love letter to yourself and to God. So have fun and write that love letter together. You know, and that's the time you put into it on the front end to run in the rest of the week, regardless of what pops up as crazy, everything, your food, your fuel is already ready. All you're doing is a grab and a go. Maybe add a little extra something, but it's already there prepared for you. And make, you know, that, because I am so bad at meal prepping. God, I tried it. It ain't work out. My girl Sequoia, you know, oh, you can do this. I did a whole meal prep class with her, and I said, girl, I just got to understand my design, and that just ain't it. However, when I need to, and I had to be honest with myself, I was like, yeah, that sound cute. However, I can do things for like maybe 2 to 3 days, and then I got to do something different. Like that whole 7-day thing wasn't working for me.
Knowing that your taste buds changed. Knowing that you don't want to have the same thing going on, surprise yourself. You know what I'm saying? Find ways to surprise yourself, to try. Even if it's a different salad dressing or even if it's a different type of green. One thing I wanted to add in that I've been adding into my regimen is tea. I had some dandelion tea black night.
Oh, I love it.
Adding those deep, so it's not just about taking out. There's also things that we need to add. I've added some beetroot into my regular vitamins. I've added some black seed oil into my regular vitamins. And so just And I'm not trying to OD my system.
Right.
But I am trying to supplement it because I'm 51. And in my 51 year, I've had some, I have not been eating the best foods all 51 of my years. Now, for the first 17 of my years, it was perfect because someone else was feeding me. Someone else was cooking.
Right.
You know, I grew up perfect diet, and it was wonderful. I did sports and was still lived a vegetarian lifestyle. It was great. The second that I got to steer the car, we were everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I was
exactly.
At 51, I want to continue my health journey, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I want to help other people get back on this health journey. So
yeah,
I'm doing my vitamins. I'm being consistent in it. You know, one thing else I want to add, 20 minutes of movement.
Yep.
You know, I saw one of my little streaming things where it has these little videos, 20 minutes of movement, 20 minutes of abs,
yep.
20 minutes.
Yep.
It doesn't get any easier. I don't have to be in front of anyone because I am
mm-hmm.
painfully shy, you know, so I don't have to worry about who's looking at me and what is this
mm-hmm.
and what is that. I don't have to learn any equipment. I don't have to do any of that. This is set up right here in the privacy of my home, and I can do this. So I really, this is, and I don't want anyone to think, Devotions is not about just eating right, just working
mm-hmm.
out, just
mm-hmm.
not about that. But it is truly about dedicating yourself in a positive, godly way and taking care of your temple, that what houses your spirit has got to be higher on our priority level as people.
Right.
I think we do our blessing of a temple a disservice by smoking, drinking, by excessive food, all the sugar. You know, every time I'm like, okay, it's time to take the sugar out, my body,
yep.
it goes into full withdrawal. Withdrawal,
yeah.
family.
Start yelling
and, it does. And by day three, my head is killing me. And I'm sitting here like, what is going on?
Yep.
Yeah, my body is having withdrawal. So I wanna talk about this as we get ready to go into devotions, because I'm going to still be like, yeah, devotions. You know what I mean? This is what
yeah.
we do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I need everybody to know those first 3 days to me are the hardest, just getting into the routine of it. And then day 21. I don't know what it is about day 21, because by the time you get to day 21, you're like, look, bump this, bump that celery. It's not cute no more. Bump it.
Right.
You know, it's like you're sick of everything. And I want a biscuit, period, a po' boy, something. But we have to,
yes.
if we are prepared for that,
mm-hmm.
we can move differently, and we can get
yeah.
support in.
I agree.
Yes.
I totally agree. You definitely
yeah.
hit the nail. It was in my notes, the other part of just moving, being able to move your body, stretching.
Amen.
Please stretch, and especially if you are mid-30s and up, single day, it will help you. And the other, and just let your body talk to you. Like you said, you know, we are putting extra respect on our bodies, the vessel that we are given, and also because when we do that, we're clearing out all of the other gunk so our spirit can speak to us. So if we're looking for any type of confirmations or anything like that, your spirit is able to get through all of that because now you have a purer temple.
Yes.
And I think that is why, at least for me, that has been the most profound experience doing these devotions each year, because I learned something different. Something else pops up more clearer than it did before.
Correct. And I'm able to then, and for me, it's I am able to gain a little bit more confidence in me.
Absolutely.
Which is
what we're all supposed to be doing anyway, getting more confidence because that's we're trusting us, we're trusting our God telling us what we need to be doing. So
absolutely,
that's super important. That's why I'm so stressed on and then the journaling. Document your journey, your journey about what you have changed with how you're eating or what you're replacing to see how you feel differently than you did the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to tell you, and that starts your own new blueprint, your own model for your own success later on. Because truth be told, we're going to fall off the wagon. That's just, we're human. That's the nature of the beast. But to be able to have that blueprint to be able to go back to, because we have our own model and we know what works for us as individuals, it's like, okay, I don't need to beat myself up. I can celebrate myself, give myself the pat on the back, like I didn't need that biscuit today, or I didn't need that cornbread, or I didn't need that apple juice and pineapple juice. And ooh, I felt better.
Yeah.
I know that hurt a little bit.
I'm listening to you, but my brain is not comprehending the words that are coming out of your mouth. It's like, no pineapple. What happened? What happened to the pineapple?
Well, you're either juicing your pineapple and you're adding it with some other green juice. So you're still getting your pineapple. I mean, I'm trying to give you options. I'm just trying to give you options.
I appreciate it.
Apples too. You do this. How about this? You do spinach, pineapple, a green apple, because that helps cut your sugar cravings, and just some celery. Done. Juice those, and you'll have everything you want.
I'm
she's not hearing
that.
Me, y'all. She's not hearing me, y'all. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I've been through. I'm telling you what I'm getting back into. I just made a video today about the beet juice that we have in the house now. And it's absolutely amazing. I was like,
I love beets. It's so good for you. I've been taking the beetroot, it's been so good. It is so good for you.
It really is. Some people think it tastes like dirt, and I'm like, I don't know what you're doing with your beets, but.
No. It does taste like dirt to me. Now, that's dirt.
That's dirt. That's all. That's straight dirt. However, it's so good for you. Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness! I love it.
Even just the next day, I felt so much better. The tea was great and yummy going down. And settled me in for the evening. And I woke up feeling a lot better. So I'm really, look, family, we got to get this worked out. We have to get this worked out. It's a goal of ours. We want to make sure that our temples are as strong as our spirit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We only get one temple. You know, God gives us this. And no matter what you've been through so far, let's start working on correcting that, okay, right now. So I want to talk about all of the – there are 9 things that we're doing in this fast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share about this. Number one, no cursing or profanity, okay? This is a rule.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about eating clean. We're talking about living righteous. We're talking about – and why are you going to foul the air, your ears, your tongue? Why are we doing all that? So no cursing, no profanity. Everyone gets a swear jar. Everyone gets a swear jar. And those swear jars, half of it goes to, hey, do we hear you? The other half goes for all of the yummy foods and everything else that we eat at the baptism. And so I really want, though, no swearing, no profanity. Focus. Don't allow yourself to get that mad, because the second you get that mad and that body gets pumping, I promise you, after that you're going to be looking for some cigarette, some tip,
another vice.
Something that's not on another vice. They grow together. Don't do it. Number two, absolutely no fast food. Now, this is a hard one for people, because I'm not the only one on that highway. A lot of us travel. Those fast food joints make it easy for a moment, 30 days. I need you to control the energy and vibration that your food is prepared in, okay? So this disgruntled 17-year-old who might be Taleb, no, but this 17, this person who's over your food and fussing and complaining and focused on everything else in the world and blah, 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 when we're doing devotion, that's not the energy we need to be consuming, period.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why we say no fast food is, one, we're working on our fast, and then, two, we need to make sure that we know the energy that our food was prepared in. I remember, I think it was two devotions ago, I was doing some traveling, and I was by Sister Makita's house, and she's, knowing that I'm fasting, said, hey, let me cook dinner for you and the boys because I know you're fasting. I know we're not eating at fast food. And I was like, man, that's so perfect because, one, I know the vibration that that food's being cooked in, and I can trust this. I'm on the road. I'm not by my kitchen, by my fridge with my spices and everything else like that. So plan ahead, but no fast food. Let's control our vibration. All right, three, no soda. I don't have to go into the whys. We know soda eats acid off of batteries.
Yeah.
Why are you putting that in your body?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this, and this is a black thing. I need black people to listen. Ginger ale is a soda.
Listen, it is a soda. It is a soda, contrary to what they tried to promote. Listen, we used to buy ginger ale all the time. We don't buy it anymore. We now change to making our own carbonated water. And then we just put fruit juice in it. But, yeah, no ginger ale.
Absolutely. I don't know why we don't think that's a soda. Even me, I'm like, no, I'm not having any soda. I'm just having a little ginger ale. And then it's like, yeah, it's a soda. So, yeah, no soda, no explanation needed. It's not good for your body. Let for 30 days, you know, and all of this sacrificing, this is the, you know, this is part of our gift for God. We're doing this to get closer to God. We got to take out some of these noise and distractions. Take them out, okay? All right, number four, increase prayers and spiritual study. We can't get enough of that. We just cannot get enough of that. If you've been studying on, if you've been on this spiritual path for a year, I promise you, you have forgotten something from the first month or two that you were studying. So if you've been on it for 5 years, we have forgotten something. If you've been on it for 10 years, no matter how long you've been on this journey, I can guarantee you there's some things that you could review, even if you knew everything, and we all know that you don't. But even if you knew everything, there's still more that you can be studying. So let you, you know, plan. A big part of these 30 days is going to be about planning. Plan yourself time where you can say, okay, I'm going to be studying, even if it's just 30 days, even if it's 30 minutes, I'm going to be studying during this time, okay? Five, increase journaling and meditation. Of course, the journaling, every day we're going to get an
idea. My life.
We're going to get a concept. Every day you're going to get a new thing to be thinking about as you're going forward in this journaling process every single day. Every day your body is going to feel differently. It is. I was amazed at my taste buds, and I don't smoke, but my taste buds, that fruit in the morning tasted like it came from God's garden. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, where did strawberry come from, you know? And so my taste buds were returning or becoming more aware, probably not dulled down from soda and all the other stuff that I put in there. So absolutely journal about it because you'll be surprised at your results, you know. Everyone's results are going to be different. Six, weekly community service. Okay, family. every year we talk about this. And, you know, we talk about community service projects. We talk about what we're doing individually. We speak about what can we do? What should we do? Come on, let's do this. Our world is in jeopardy. Our world is really struggling right now. And so everyone knows someone who needs a little help, who needs a kind word, who needs, you know, something, community service. There are organizations out there that run by volunteers only. If we don't volunteer, mm-hmm. they don't get no help. So we have to do our part, okay? Number seven, listen carefully. No weed, alcohol, or self-altering medications, okay? So if you got blood pressure medicine, I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking weed, alcohol, self-altering. Why, Mama Seven? That's my relaxing tool, I know. But for 30 days, I'm going to need you to rely a little bit more on God and a little bit less on these substances, okay? You know, oh, well, I don't really need it. Okay, well, good. If you don't need it, let it go for 30 days. You know, mm-hmm. We're challenging ourselves. How do we get to the point where we are really operating in our most God-focused self? Well, I can tell you that surprise on what else kicks in. See, I don't think if you never trust yourself to let it go, you don't know what other part of you is going to kick in and say, I got this. I can do this. Right. I can do this. We become dependent on, you know, we'll take Z-Quil to go to sleep and no dose to wake up. You know, we become addicted and dependent on substances, and we have to get to the point where we're saying, okay, I'm going to listen to my body. When my body says I'm tired, I'm gonna let it go to sleep. I'm not gonna force it to stay awake. When my body mm-hmm. says, you know, I'm going to listen and be respectful of my own rhythms and not stop trying to jerk my body to do one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
Number seven. Number eight, check on your fast buddy. Everyone will have fast buddies by Wednesday. I need everybody to check in and let me know that you're going to be doing fast and let me know what you're going to be doing. But, you know, we're going to have our fast buddies. I try to match an experienced faster with someone who may be trying this for the first time. Because that first time, you're like, yo, Mama Seven is crazy. I need my biscuit, you know. So your fast buddy will understand either how to get over that first biscuit craving, or they'll be able to, you know, you'll be sharing in this journey. It helps to have someone easier to reach than me. You can reach me, it may take a day or two. I'm sorry. But because there's usually about 40 of us. I know one year it was up to 60 of us that was working on bettering self. I was so happy. I'm so happy. But in the middle of that, I want you to have very active, very close support. And so that support comes from your fast buddy. You know, if all you do is text some inspirational words, let's get that in place, okay? And then number nine, adding your personal sacrifice. And that is a bit much right there. What is your personal sacrifice? I remember one year, Nandy, who is the child of Sister Makita, I think she gave up like French fries, McDonald's French fries. And I'm like, okay. Not knowing that this was her thing, though. She's like, yup, this is what I do. And I'm giving that up on purpose. Not just the fast food, but them fries, I'm going to get it. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. I've had people send in their cigarette money. They're like, I'm going to give up the cigarettes for days, and here's the cigarette budget. And I was like, no, you gave me too much. This is too much. She's like, no, that's what I smoke. Oh, you
that's
smoke
how
much
cigarettes
you
cost.
You know, I have no clue, right? But I was like, this is a lot of money. And I know that's how much I would be smoking in 30 days. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. You need to give that up permanently and put that in the savings account, you know. But you would be surprised. I know 1 year, I think Sister Melissa gave up bacon. And I, from what I understand, that is a delicacy for her. that's
for most people
that
in America.
Really cares about.
So
it means something. So that number nine, that's something special for you. That's something special that you're going to do. You know, for me, it's definitely the pineapple juice, you know. You know, fruits and vegetables, yeah, okay. I mean, my lifestyle is not that far from that anyways. But that pineapple juice, that's my reward for not cussing people out during the day, you know. That's my reward for, you know, I didn't eat no ice cream, no candy, no. And so you can have just 4 ounces of pineapple juice. And so that's my, you know, some people have a little hot toddy before they go to bed. I have a cool pineapple. And for 30 days, even though there's nothing wrong with pineapple juice, there's nothing wrong with it. But for 30 days, I'm going to say I'm not going to do that. I'm going to allow that sweet treat to pass me over. And I'm going to let some, I'm going to focus on the water like I'm sipping on right now. And you can do it. And I want everybody to understand the things that we're speaking about. Number one, we're not experts in them. Like I said, it's a challenge, okay? It is a challenge. Ask anyone who's done this fast with us. They will tell you, you know, is it done yet? Is it done yet? But I promise you can look at a calendar and say, okay, on exactly 30 days, you will be complete. And when it's complete, we go to the water. We have our baptisms. You know, we refresh our spirit. We've already done all this work on our physical self, on inside out, outside in. We you know, working on a prayer, you know, our spirits align. And then we go to the water. This is the high point of our year. This is when we are should be the cleanest, the clearest, the most ready to handle all that God has for us to handle.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling. You feel accomplished. You feel strong. You feel, I mean, I'm not saying it's that hard. I'm just saying afterwards you feel like popping your collar. And I encourage you to, because it's going to be like, yeah, we did that. High five. You know, and you'll sit there and you'll be like, God, you helped see me through. You didn't let me die when I didn't think I wasn't going to make it. You know, it's all these wonderful feelings and new relationships. I have fast buddies that, you know, refuse to have other fast buddies. I'm like, okay. So, you know, we're really working and putting things together in a positive. You're being helpful to someone else. We're reaching out to our community. I mean, I can't think of a better way to do this, you know. Is it some work? Yes. Is it doable? Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Sister Nicole, before I let you go, do you have any last words of encouragement that we can give to everybody as they're going through this journey?
Yeah, well, first, thank you for allowing me to share this space with you. It's life-changing. Every year I come out of it with something different. It's truly a life-changing experience, regardless if you feel like you may have fallen off the wagon or whatever, and that's what the support system around you is for, to help
Amen.
Lift you up and help continue to allow you to move forward, even if you have a bad day or two, because you will have a bad day or two. And that's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay. But it just allowed it, and for me, I just allowed the experience to take on a life of itself and pay more attention to what's going on when I'm making these changes or when I'm making this sacrifice or when I'm deciding to do something different than I did before. Because it, you're actually shedding an old skin going through this process.
Yes,
So
absolutely.
And this is a year absolutely. Of change. It's a season of change. So let's do it.
Absolutely. Could not have said it better. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Let me tell you. Last year, you know, I did the Raw, and it was probably one of the most daring attempts that I've done in my life. And when I say blessing after blessing after blessing happened in that 30-day, I there were blessings coming that I hadn't even thought about. There were blessings for me that I had kind of given up when I didn't even. I asked for a new job. I got it. I asked for a new location. Got it. I asked for safety and care. Got it. I asked for better health. Got it. There wasn't anything that I asked for in those 30 days that I did not receive. I got everything. And so I want to encourage you as we're moving into prayer, and the reason why we're doing this show this week, not next week, is because I want you to have a moment to think about some of the things that you hope to accomplish during this time period. Think about some things that you are ready to let go. The shedding, I have as many things that I'm ready to let go of than I have things that I want and need. That's how ready I am. So I have a plan. Now, of course, we know between me and God, God is the better planner. God knows all, sees all. God already knows what I'm about to ask for before I ask for it, but I'm still going to ask for it because I believe in that communication. So I get it. But I'm walking a level of expectation that I can do this. If I can achieve this, and I'm going to walk into this with the expectation that God will grant me and will bless me because he sees the incredible sacrifices that we are making, family. That's why we're doing this. Every religion, every culture has fasting. Every religion, every culture has these events that they're trying to put in place. Whether you're doing it to purify your system, which we all need to be doing, whether you're doing it to purify your mind, which we all need to be doing. I hope you heard me when I say we have a responsibility for community service, working on that. I hope you heard me when I said it. If you didn't hear me, that's okay. All right. I know selective hearing, right? So just like last year, we had a group page. I'll be doing the same. Our little guidelines, I don't want to call them rules, but, our guidelines are going to be posted there. So you'll be able to see exactly what you're supposed to be focusing on. Okay? And I always want to mention, and I know we're moving into prayer time, but I always want to mention because I learned this from Sister Nisi. I learned from y'all as much as y'all learned from me. I learned. And I remember when we were going through the fast, even though Dakota at that time, I think he might have been 2 or 3, little thing. And she was like, he can't fast food, but he can fast food. That's one of the rules. She said, he don't have no job. I buy his food. So if I say we're not buying 30 days, we're not buying fast food. And I was like, whoa, that's so awesome. Now, the baby ate plenty, but he didn't eat at McDonald's for 30 days. And grandma did not feed him McDonald's for 30 days. And dad did not feed him. You see what I'm saying? How something as simple as mom is working on bettering herself, that rippled through that whole family because the whole family had to comply with that. That is what we're trying to accomplish. You know, when I go in, I every job I've ever worked, I always tell them, hey, I'm fasting right here. The reason why, don't come in here sitting on my face with cheesecakes. You know what I'm saying? Don't all the free food you want to offer me, yeah, save it, 30 days. You know, all of this, I tell them so that everyone is working on my team to help me be successful in this fast. I'm not sitting there suffering and silence. I remember my sister, when she was overseas, they couldn't eat outside or in public or something like that during this time period. They had to wait until after hours because the whole country was fasting. So it's that kind of stuff, family. So when I say we can do this, I really mean we can do this. Please take a minute. This is a great show. There's a lot of information. Re-listen to the show. I am not a good patient, but the word sustainable does mean something. Let's find out what that means. Let's spend time and energy making sure that we're prepared for this fast. If you have to take medication and you need food to take medication, let your food be fruits and vegetables or find a different type of fast. Okay? Make sure we're getting our community service in. But we will be having more conversations. I want to share this fast journey. Next week, I think we're going to have some testimonies of how they're first compared to their fast now, okay? But this is where our focus is. I hope everyone got some information. Again, you're going to see the group page coming in the next couple of days so that we can be working on this together, okay? Oh, great. Okay, moving into the prayer. Father, Mother, God, we come before you excited. Excited about the new things that you have planned for us. God, we come before you in a mode of preparation as we're preparing to do this work, to make the fast, to be part of the larger group, to be part of those that are strong soldiers, because you have to be strong to do this, to be part of those that raised your hand and recognize they're ready to do God work. God, we come before you as we're preparing our temples, asking for guidance, asking for strength, asking for determination, steadfast, discipline, asking for all of these tools that we can utilize when we have moments of weakness. God, we come at this time asking for you to make a way for us to really get the fullness out of each fast each day. And that means taking each day as a building from each day. Allow our mind and body and spirit to be on one accord in understanding the work that is to come forward. Please, God, keep the temptations from us. Give us the strength to fight off the temptations. I ask these things because I know that you can grant them, God. I know you can make a way out of what appears to be no way. We thank you for your time and energy. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the wonderful examples that we've had so far in the fast. We want to thank you. Strengthen the children. Even if they can't do a full fast, they can definitely increase their prayers, increase their journaling. They can do everything else. Please get the most out of this for your household. The entire household can benefit. We ask these things in your name, God. Amen.